The Carter-Baker Commission on Election Reform was put together to study the electoral process in the wake of the 2000 presidential election. Former Secretary of State and Commission co-chair James Baker says experts have testified on a variety of problems in the election system, and their mission is to find solutions to as many of them as possible.
Hopefully there'll be some things that we can come up with, that we can propose recommendations to the executive branch and the legislative branch.
The panel heard many recommendations. One of the prevailing themes was the idea of eradicating local polling precincts and setting up Election Day voting centers. Rice University Dean of Social Sciences Bob Stein testified that polling centers would help increase voter turnout and reduce costs.
Think of this as Walmart, McDonald's, fries if you're from Texas. People want to drive to a place where there's good parking, not wait in long lines, and not have someone who's not as familiar with the electric equipment as nonpartisan, professionally trained people might be.
But critics of centralized voting say it would be too easy for voters to scam the system by voting in one central location and then immediately crossing town and voting in another. While experts were inside testifying, about a dozen protesters gathered outside. The group was protesting what they called a whitewashed election hearing. Among them was David Cobb, the Green Party's 2004 presidential candidate. He says the 2000 presidential election and the questions raised in Ohio in 2004 left many people feeling betrayed by the nation's electoral process.
So whether you agree or disagree with them, we have a significant percentage of the American people who have lost faith in the confidence of the integrity of the election system.
Rice University Associate Professor Dan Wallach also testified about security and voter fraud. He says as a computer security expert, he has serious concerns about the safety of electronic voting.
If it's a computer, it has software, and if it has software, the software can be tampered with. That's a given. We just take that as an assumption and then immediately move on and say, how do you mitigate against that threat?
Wallach says even if you're not worried about hacking or security, software has bugs, and every electronic voting system will experience problems over time. Harris County Clerk Beverly Kaufman says there is need for election improvement, but she says the problems shouldn't be pinned on voting machines, but rather a fundamental issue of instilling integrity in the voter identification process.
Harris County's voting system provides a greater level of security than existed in either our earlier lever voting machines or punch card voting systems.
The commission is compiling testimony received from the two hearings and will release a report on their findings on September 19th. Laurie Johnson, Houston Public Radio News.